Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye. Hello. Let's try that again. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am really happy right now. It is the Easter weekend episode, so happy Easter, happy belated Easter. I hope yours was amazing. So this episode is usually a recap of what happened over the Easter weekend, and that's what I'll be talking about today. It wasn't that exciting in terms of going out and doing things. Hopefully, I'll keep it short and sweet like the last few episodes have been, because I do know future episodes are going to be longer. I have been planning things out quite well. This weekend has been transformational, if that even is the appropriate word, but that's for an episode in June. Yes, I'm planning very well. So keep in mind, big things are coming. But yeah, this weekend was incredible. So in South Africa, Easter weekend was Friday as Good Friday, which is a public holiday, then Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday was also a public holiday, which is the rollover from Easter Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So I basically had a 4-day weekend, which was what I needed. After the last couple of weeks, I've just needed a break, and it was really good. So Thursday, I finished work as per usual. Friday was the public holiday, and I kind of started off with a bang. I got up at a decent time. I think I was up by about 8 or 9, just because my body was in that rhythm of work. So that was really nice. I got on with my day fairly quickly, and then what did I actually do? Holy crap, let me think. I'm getting a bit of like memory loss for no good reason. Give me a sec to just recall everything. Okay, I remembered, because this last few days have just blurred together. But Friday, I didn't really leave the house. I just got a lot of things that I needed to do done. So just basic things, organizing, cleaning, clearing things out, all of those types of things. I did that on Friday, and it was really nice because that kind of set up my weekend for a smooth ride, I would say. Because if a lot of those basic crappy tasks that you hate having to do and you can squeeze it in on one entire day, it kind of gives you a blank slate for the next few days, and that's what I did. So I started my weekend off with a productivity bang, if I can put it that way, and made everything much easier for the rest of the weekend. Saturday was a bit of a crazy day. Got up, had a good morning, and dyed my hair the afternoon. My sister was a superstar because she is used to doing these kinds of things. So she's dyed her hair, she's had it dyed professionally, you know, she knows the ins and outs. And I'm like, have you got some time to help? And she was like, let me know and let's do this thing. So we did my hair. It took about 2 hours, and that's not long. It wasn't actually a full 2 hours. It's a lot of hurry up and wait. So it's like mixing the stuff, applying it, waiting the 40 minutes for it to set, rinsing that out, putting on the conditioner, waiting for the conditioner, rinsing that out. Like, there's a lot of waiting time when it comes to dyeing your hair, but I'm very happy with the color. So I've said for the last few months, I've wanted to go blonde, and I wanted my hair to first regrow completely from the last time I dyed it back in, I think it's 2021. And it's taken about 2 years for all that hair to completely grow out. I recently went the week before Easter for a haircut, and the hairdresser was literally cutting the tips, and that had just like a little bit of blonde dye from the initial dye like 2 years ago. So the hair is completely virgin again in terms of dye. And I'm just really happy with the color. I'm starting slowly. So I'm going to do about 3 boxes of brown blonde hair dye before I go to blonde blonde. So I'm going to slowly lighten the hair and see what shade I like, which is a whole other process for no good reason. I'm not going to get into it, but yeah, I dyed my hair. And then basically, I finish hair drying my hair and boom, my brother hits the group chat up. He's like, do you two want to join me for a movie? As in me and my sister. And I'm like, it's always a yes. Don't even ask. So then I went to the movies after and my hair was done. So that was really nice. Everything just lined up. You see, getting these stupid small things out the way just frees up your day and your time. So I literally was like, cool, I'll see you there. Jumped in some clothes, ran out the house, watched Dungeons and Dragons, which is an epic movie. I literally jumped in my seat at one of the jump scares because it just came out of nowhere. But it was such a good movie. I would highly recommend it. I'd happily watch it again. And there's a lot of times you're like, oh, that's obvious. That's obvious. But like this movie had a lot of twists and turns. So definitely recommend that. And then my Sunday was chill as well. I was actually out and about a lot on Sunday. It was just me and my father. The two of us went to Somerset West. So as per usual, we always get Easter eggs for like the different kids and the families and stuff. And this year, my father was a bit late because I usually get it in advance. I get the customized little bells and he didn't say anything. I didn't get there. Like, shame. So I got myself a little bunny and I got a little egg. And I'm just like, I'm doing me. Tough. And we ended up going to get the car cleaned. We went for Vida, just my father and me on Sunday. And then we went to go buy Easter eggs for my father's family. And we were just like, you know what? We're just going to generalize and we're just going to buy a giant box of that marshmallow eggs and like happy Easter. So that's what we did this year. And it was really nice. So my father and I were out most of Sunday and then my father dropped me at home and he went to go deliver all the eggs like the Easter Bunny and came back and we all went out for supper, which was nice. We went to Spur and then Monday was just a chill day at home. I wanted to keep up that productivity high. So I actually decluttered two of my cupboards. I've been meaning to do this for so long and having the time on Monday really just did me the world of good. So what I did is I took everything out of the cupboard, looked at it, assessed it, and then I either upcycled some of it, got rid of it, took what I needed from it and left the rest. Like a lot of stuff, you don't really need the box. For example, I had a box of headphones. The headphones are broken and long time gone. I still have the box. For why? For why? So no. That box is gone. Some of the other stuff are things like I'm using it to its fullest. I'm never gonna throw this thing away unless it completely breaks and disintegrates. So absolutely not. Why do I still need the box? And an example of that is the tab cover I bought my mom broke. And the original cover that was on the tab I had in the box in my cupboard. I'm like, why do I have this? First of all, it's not mine. Second of all, here's this thing, it's perfect. Why don't you just use this? I gave it to her. I'm throwing away that box. She's had this tab for over 10 years. I think we got it in 2007, 2009, somewhere when I was still in high school. So it's over a decade old and the thing still functions. Like, updates, yay, and then move on. Like, it still works. So why not? But why keep the box is what I'm getting at. Throwing away the boxes has been the best thing ever. I've got so much more space in the cupboard and I don't want to fill it up again with nonsense. So I'm kind of just amalgamating things, tossing out things, upcycling what I can. And that's the beauty of actually decluttering stuff. You actually find value in your things. For example, I got a fragrance gift set. I've used the fragrances. I still use one of them very sparingly. But the box it came in is absolutely stunning. So I'm actually going to take it and turn one part of it into a photo frame and another part into a bookmark because it's an absolutely stunning pattern. And I'm just like, throw away the rest of the crap, keep what you can, upcycle and do things with what you've got. Not everything needs to be brand new. So yeah, that's what I did. And then Tuesday it was back to work. So overwhelmingly tired from all the work, but it was a good weekend. So yeah, that's what I did on my Easter weekend. That about wraps it up. There's nothing else to say except that this weekend has been really good for my mental health because I've been making small changes. Like I said, more on that later. But this weekend was good. And I hope you also had a good one, even if you just watched TV and relaxed with a fam. So yeah, that's it from me. The song of the week. I was debating what song to use. Okay, so I'm going to go a bit left with the song of the week. Everyone's, you know, blown up about Miley Cyrus and the song Flowers. One version of the song is the demo version that she has available on Spotify. And holy crap, wow. It is such a beautiful vocal version of the song. So that's the one I'm making the song of the week. Flowers, demo in brackets beside it from Miley Cyrus. That's the song of the week. Go listen, go feel the emotion, and keep being a better being. One thing I'd also recommend you do is kind of like read the story behind this version. Like, that is what this weekend was. It's a build-up of doing you, being okay, and just enjoying it, because everything has been spur of the moment decisions by me this weekend. I actually initially wanted to go to a specific restaurant, and then people weren't feeling well, and definitely not holding it against them, because the worst thing you want to do is feel guilt-tripped into going somewhere when you don't feel like going, especially when you're sick. Perfectly understandable. There are other days where we can. So Google has actually been my best friend recently in trying to find places in my area to explore, and it's been interesting. So yeah, but spur of the moment decisions have happened, like me deciding to go with my father, me like jumping on the bandwagon to go to the movies. Like, they've all been spur of the moment, but they've all ended well. Let's just keep hoping they end well and keep doing fun spur of the moment things. But yeah, I'm gonna try and cut it here and hopefully cut it short in editing so it's not too long. But have a good week. Love you. Bye.